You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So what is the PSA's proposal about the privatisation of meat inspection?
Well, we're asking the government and the Ministry for Primary Industries to shelve plans to privatise export red meat inspection. We are doing this because our meat inspectors, who currently work for Assure Quality, know that if meat companies were put in charge of meat inspection, the independence is lost and quality will suffer as a result. We know that meat inspectors will be under pressure from the company to let defects go through. And when I'm talking about defects, it's very important to our export market's reputation. Defects like cancers in meat, defects like urine or fecal matter, which are picked up by the Assure Quality independent meat inspectors and not allowed to continue along the chain. So those meat inspectors currently employed by Assure Quality are really guardians of New Zealand's red export meat industry. And it's very important to farmers and to our economy. So we're really asking the government to shelve these plans to put the companies in charge of meat inspection and keep Assure Quality, who are doing an excellent role, a system that is not broken, and to leave it be.
And so what is the current meat inspection procedure?
So at the moment, independent meat inspectors are employed by Assure Quality. They are present as employees of Assure Quality at freezing works, meat chains all over New Zealand. They play an absolutely critical role in standing up to meat company pressure not to let defects through, not to let cancer in meat through, making sure that urine and fecal matter is not on carcasses before they go to our important meat market. And actually, New Zealand's reputation internationally means that we can command premium pricing of meat in overseas markets. And that is a reputation that has been built by the importance of independent meat inspection done by Assure Quality. We're really clear that the government needs to shelve these plans and that they are putting New Zealand's international reputation at risk. And that's really why we want to see these plans shelved immediately. And really what we're asking is that the voice of meat inspectors who have made their position very clear in our submission be given weight. These are the experts. These are the people who, in many cases, have been doing this work for over 20 years, are saying to MPI, they're saying that there will be employer pressure to let defects go through the chain, that there will be pressure from other people that they work with, that there will be time pressure because meat companies are focused on the bottom line more than they're focused on quality. And that's the concern, is that there's a commercial pressure on meat companies and meat inspection that doesn't arise when Assure Quality runs the meat inspection, because they are an independent, state-owned enterprise that run in the public interest instead of the meat company's interest. And we think that's absolutely critical to New Zealand's future.
So just playing the devil's advocate here for a second, because meat is such an important export to New Zealand and indirectly the meat companies as well, wouldn't the meat companies assure that their product is safe regardless of who inspects it?
Well, that's not been the experience of our meat inspectors. So they might think that they are assuring the product is safe, but they do not have the expertise built up over years that independently employed meat inspectors through Assure Quality have. We know of instances where meat companies have put pressure on meat inspectors to let defective meat through and not stop chains. Now, every time the chain is stopped, it does have a big price impact. That means that it takes longer to process the meat and it has a significant impact on the bottom line of the meat companies. The clear message from independent meat inspectors is that private, profit-driven meat companies put pressure on inspectors to let defective meat through. So we know already that this happens. It happens in the current model, but meat inspectors have the ability to stand up against it. If we design in meat company inspection, you get rid of that ability for the inspectors to stand up against meat company pressure.
PSA has also said that the privatisation of meat inspection can increase costs on small businesses. How exactly will this happen?
Yeah, that's right. Well, Assure Quality, who are the current state-owned enterprise charged with meat inspection for export meat, did an analysis through BDO. BDO are an independent contracting firm that came in to assure quality, looked at their current model, looked at the training that they put in to the meat inspection, the meat inspectors, and did an analysis of how much it will cost for meat companies to set up a meat inspection service and then to run it. They did a case study and they showed annual costs for a single meat chain would increase by over 20%, which is a significant cost increase when this government says that it's about efficiency. And actually what we know is that that cost will be faced by small processors more than the bigger ones. They will be hit harder by the cost increases. And look, the other baffling thing about this whole proposal is that Assure Quality's current model is accepted by trading partners. It's safe, it's compliant. There's no international market asking for a move away from this independence. And so it's going to increase costs. It's going to put our meat, international meat, reputation on meat at risk. There really is no reason to be doing this. It's baffling to us why the government would want to play, you know, even put this at risk.
And so at the moment, what percentage of small to medium-sized companies export New Zealand meat overseas versus how many large chains export New Zealand meat overseas?
It is dominated by the large chains, but increasingly small providers are trying to find a way through in the market. And there are some international markets that are quite interested in how they make sure that, for example, sustainably grown meat is available in supermarkets. Retailers like Tesco in the United Kingdom and others in Europe are demanding higher standards when it comes to climate change. But also we know that in the past in the United States, there has been contamination scandals that have had tragic consequences. We know that fecal matter must not be on meat that is consumed by humans. We cannot have a situation where fecal matter contaminates meat that enters international markets. And that's what this proposal puts at risk.
Is this whole meat inspection process done right from the start to the finish in the factory, or is this sort of really done in the factories themselves?
This is something that happens on the chain, but Assure Quality does provide a lot of work, a lot of research and assessment work for meat companies about how to make sure that food is genuinely safe, that it can be consumed, and do provide a whole lot of other testing and support to meat companies and others. And so you are going to lose a whole lot of institutional knowledge and memory, not just by meat inspectors, but Assure Quality who support this work. It is an absolutely critical part of New Zealand's export industry. And we know that there is some concern among farmers. There is some concern among meat companies, particularly because the proposal requires a privatised model. It should at least allow those meat companies and those suppliers that do want to use Assure Quality to do so. But this proposal is really just requiring or mandating privatisation, which we think is such a backward step. It should be shelved. The situation as it currently operates is not broken, and we're really calling on the government, MPI and farmers to listen to what is at stake here, because it is a very risky proposal that will have damaging consequences for farmers, for our export industry, but also for New Zealand's reputation as a trading partner in a whole lot of goods.
And finally, knowing that meat is obviously a crucial export to New Zealand's economy, what good would privatisation of meat inspection do?
This is the problem. This is a absolutely critical export market. Farmers' livelihoods depend on New Zealand's reputation internationally. Assure Quality has an excellent reputation when it comes to independent meat inspection. They train meat inspectors. We have career meat inspectors who have developed industry knowledge, who have developed expertise when it comes to assessing meat in high pressure situations, and who stand up to meat companies when required. And look, it's not always required, but when it is, it's absolutely critical that that independence is there on the chain and that a conflict of interest between being employed by a meat company and then trying to inspect that meat company's meat doesn't occur. So this is, there is no sound argument for the privatisation of meat inspection. It will be more expensive and it will be dangerous. And that's why it needs to be urgently shelved by government.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/becasts.